It's been a full month since regular helicopter service was halted to remote Little Diomede in the Bering Strait. The aviation company flying to the island says a combination of mechanical issues and weather is keeping flights from resuming, but residents say they're getting by despite just one delivery of mail and cargo in the last month. Diomede Mayor Andrew Milligrock was busy in the community clinic Friday and said beyond some bare store shelves, the community is doing well by sharing what they have. With no runway and the community clustered along the shore of a steep mountain jutting from the Bering Sea, Diomede has long relied on helicopter service to ferry mail, cargo, and people to and from the island. Oregon-based Ericsson Aviation contracts with regional nonprofit Coeric to provide what's known as essential air service, but the only helicopter flying from Nome to Diomede went back to Anchorage in January for maintenance. That's left residents unsure when flights and deliveries will resume, but they're not the only ones stuck when no helicopters are flying.
Today is day 31 of my six-day trip to Diomede.
Father Ross Tazi is a priest based in Nome who flew to Diomede for a funeral last month. He landed on January 21st. Family members flying to the island for the funeral arrived the next day, the last day of regular flights. Speaking from his cell phone on Diomede on Friday, he says the attitude on the island is one of riding out the storm.
There's a sense that we have the capability to endure. It would be nice if things were different, but when the chips are down, we share. When the chips aren't down, they share, and they help each other out.
There has been some relief. A single flight landed 10 days ago on February 13th, bringing mail and supplies, but only part of the growing backlog. During that helicopter's trip back to the Alaska mainland, a caution light went off and the pilot had to make an unscheduled landing in the coastal village of Wales. The helicopter, the same Bulkow BO-105 that had been down in Anchorage for weeks of maintenance, returned for further inspection. Father Ross says the resupply replenished some essentials, but other needs can only be met when regular flights resume.
The thing that's more critical are things like prescriptions that people have. The pharmacies only want to issue a quantity as if you could go back to the pharmacy very easily and get an additional supply. But for people in Diomede, some have run out of some of their prescriptions and are awaiting the mail to bring them now for 4 weeks.
Ericsson Marketing Director Susan Bladholm says the company is now flying two helicopters to Nome to help support Diomede. A smaller Bell 212 Twin Huey made it as far as McGrath last week before weather kept it on the ground.
It departed from Anchorage to Nome Thursday and then arrived into McGrath, and then they identified a minor maintenance issue. That was corrected, and then we ran into some weather issues. So at this point, we're just waiting on weather.
Once the Twin Huey makes it to Nome, it'll be in regular service until the larger helicopter, a Bell 412SP, can be readied as a full-time replacement.
That's making its way up there as well, which is a larger, heavier, and frankly more reliable aircraft.
Jeremy Zydek with the state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says the department is in, quote, close communication with Diomede leaders. And while there has not been any request for emergency aid, he says the state is standing by if asked to step in. When weather clears, Erickson says getting the helicopter to Nome to resume flights to Diomede should only take a few days.